The acting out cycle is a really wonderful theoretical illustration about how problem behaviors occur. A lot of times teachers will say, this student just started screaming out of control, or this student just blatantly refused to do their work, or just stormed out of the room for no apparent reason. And what they've shown through this acting out cycle is that behavior actually does occur in a chain. And what most teachers are noticing are either peak behaviors, where students are completely out of control, either throwing a chair or using profanity or being very verbally or physically aggressive, or sometimes there are actually earlier behaviors that could have been detected before that big acting out behavior occurred. We can think of this as a precursor behavior. It's basically important for every educator, those in the general education and special education communities, to be empowered with the knowledge that we can look for these signs of behavioral challenges that show up much earlier in the acting out cycle, such as being off task, and respond to those smaller challenges before those little things become really big behaviors that can feel pronounced and out of control. And frankly, they're difficult to manage. Ideally, every teacher could learn about respectful, effective ways to respond to challenging behaviors that generally begins with showing empathy towards that student that is beginning to show some challenging behaviors. At the same time, they're maintaining the flow of instruction to keep other students engaged. And then they acknowledge students who are meeting those expectations and provide very clear, kind, redirects to teach those students that are struggling the expected behaviors for that moment, and then allowing those students who are struggling time and space to get back on track. And as soon as they do, then reinforcing them as soon as they engage in those expected behaviors.